Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
I want to welcome you to lesson 16 in our Creative Study Methods course. This is going to be on topical Bible study. It is a short one, but we're going to deal with topical Bible study. So the objectives of this particular lesson are going to be as follows. Upon completion of this lesson, you're going to be able to write the key verses from memory, explain the topical method of Bible study, and do a topical Bible study. The key verse is found in Psalms 119, 127 through 128. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. So, by way of introduction, this lesson introduces the topical method of Bible study. The method is defined and explained as an example of a topical study and is provided in the For Further Study section, which provides an opportunity for you to apply what you've learned by actually doing a topical Bible study. So, the method as defined, a topical method focuses on a selected biblical subject. The goal of the study is to discover all the Bible teaches on that particular subject. In the method explained, here are some steps for actually doing a topical Bible study. Step number one, go ahead and select a topic. Now, you may choose a general subject, for example, all the miracles of the Bible. You may select a more specific subject, such as the miracles performed by Jesus, or perhaps the miracles recorded in a certain book of the Bible. For your first study, it's really best to limit the topic to a specific subject in one book rather than study a subject in the entire Bible. You may select a topic which pertains to a need in your own life. You may select a topic about which you have been asked and could not answer, or a topic which you did not fully understand. You may want to study topics that you can use in counseling others in time of need. For example, you may study on the topic of death so you know how to comfort others, or you may want to study fear so you can help those who are fearful. Step number two, select the portion of Scripture. So after choosing a topic, select the portion of Scripture in which you'll study this topic. You can study a topic in one book of the Bible, several books, or even the entire Bible. Step number three, gather the information. Find all the verses which relate to the topic in the portion of Scripture you select to study. A concordance is helpful, but not necessary. For example, if you're studying the miracles of Jesus, read the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Record each reference to a miracle performed by Jesus. Step four, summarize the information. So after you've gathered the information on a topic, you'll probably have a long list of scriptures, and you must now organize these verses to make the subject easily understood. Study the verses you collected. Identify main points made by the verses. What other verses make the same point? Arrange these verses together, then create a chart or outline to summarize your studies. Now remember, you not only need to learn all the Bible teaches about a specific subject, but you also may want to apply what you learn to your own life and ministry. Now here you're going to see an example of the method. So step one, you're going to select the topic, and in this case, it's miracles. Step number two, select the portion of Scripture, and we're going to select miracles in the book of Luke, which are going to be studied. Step number three, gather the information. So miracles in Luke 1:11, 3:21, 4:30, 5:1, 7:11, 9:28, 10:17, 4:33, 13:11, 14:1, 17:11, and 22:50. Step number four, summarize that information. So you'll see here an example of the outline summary in your book. So you got miracles of the book of Luke. Point number one, 31 miracles are recorded in the book of Luke. Point number two, Roman numeral two, people who performed them. The first one would be the Lord Jesus Christ, and you see all the verses mentioned there. And point B are others. We have the angel Gabriel, the Holy Ghost, God, and disciples, and the verses are there. Number three, classification of miracles. We had the point A, raising the dead. Point B, casting out demons. point C, healing, and point D, over the forces of nature. And you have all the verses there. So here's an example of the summary that you can see here in your book. A chart summary can also be done in each miracle in the book of Luke. The chart could include the following headings. So we have miracle, what the miracle was, reference. Realm, what is a miracle over nature, healing, raising the dead, casting out demons, etc. Occasion, on what occasion was the miracle performed? People, what people were involved? Method, what method was used? Was it the spoken word, a touch, a prayer, etc.? Results, what were the results of the miracle? In reactions, what were the reactions of the people who witnessed or were part of the miracle? So an example of the analysis of one miracle is shown in the following chart in your book. So you'll want to go ahead and look at that. So that chart is designed to specifically study miracles, and it cannot be used for other topics, but it serves as an example of how you can create your own charts to summarize topical Bible studies. Now, here are some examples of just a few of the life and ministry applications which can be made from this study. Can you think of others? So, are miracles to be part of the ministry of believers? So, you might want to see Matthew 16, 17 through 18, or John 14, 12. What can you learn from the way Jesus dealt with sickness, death, and demons to apply to your own ministry? What can you learn about the relation of faith and miracles to apply in your ministry? And what are the results that should follow true miracles of God? And how could these results help you distinguish true miracles from deceiving signs of false ministers? So that's it for this particular lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test, and then join me in the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.